These fasts are only when it didn't rain at all. Now, the Yod Lirviya, the early rains came in, and the Somchu Asovim, the seeds that were planted started sprouting, the Sril Yavish, and then they started drying out. This is worse, because in this situation, unless it didn't start growing, you didn't lose anything, it could start growing later, but it started sprouting and dries out. That's even worse. Then you keep on fasting till the sun, the rain will start raining. Or if it's too late, everything you planted dried out already, there's no hope for it anymore. When it comes Pesach time, more or less, which is a time that trees start flowering in Eretz Yisrael, you can still cry, even if you lost out the wheat crop, but you can still cry and daven for the rain that is necessary for the fruit. Or until the time that rain will help for the fruit. It's already Sukkot time, but over the past year, there was not enough rain, and the cisterns are drying out. And you keep on fasting, even though it started raining, till the cisterns fill up. If you don't have enough water to drink, then you fast for rain no matter when. There's a 40-day break between one rain and the next. Even in the winter, you also fast and cry to Hashem till you get the rain.